Today's Mishnayos are Masechta Shviyos, Perek Vav Mishneh Dalet, and Perek Vav Mishneh. So Mishneh Dalet discusses a person who is buying Peiros Yerokos B'Moitzoy Shviyos, the eighth year. The question is, does he have to be concerned that being that it's so close to the seventh year, maybe the Peiros that he's buying really have Kedusha Shviyos? And if they have Kedusha Shviyos, they're subject to all the limitations that Peiros Shviyos would be subject to. So the answer is sometimes yes and sometimes no. So Zok the Mishnah may a Mosai from when Muta Adam Likachyar Maitzoy Shviyos is a person allowed to buy a vegetable on Maitzoy Shviyos and assume that these vegetables are from the eighth year and they're not from the seventh year. So the Mishnah gives a short answer. Mishayasika Yoitzabai. The answer is as long as there was enough time for this vegetable that you're buying to have grown already during the eighth year. So if there was enough time for somebody to have gone in his backyard and made a little patch of vegetables and have grown this so that you could be toilo that maybe it really is from the eighth year, then you have a gerach to assume that it's from the eighth year. Even though statistically, chances are, maybe, ulai, could be, it's not from the eighth year. But as long as there's a tli, as long as there's a possibility that it's from the eighth year, then it's going to be okay. If, however, not enough time passed for it to have even been hypothetically feasible for this to have grown during the eighth year, so bal karchach, you would have to assume it came from the previous year, and as a result, you would be limited. Says the Mishnah, Achidish, Asa habakir, hutara afal. What would be if you have a vegetable where in some places it grows a little bit quicker, in other places it takes a little bit longer for it to grow? You're buying this yarek in a place where it takes a little bit longer to grow. So that at the time that you're buying, had you bought it in the place where it grew quicker, then it would be possible that maybe it was from the eighth year. But you're buying it in a place where we know it takes very long for this vegetable to grow. Says the Mishnah, you could buy it. And the reason is, you're allowed to assume that even though you're buying it in a place where the land, based on its fertility, would take longer for this to grow, but maybe they imported it from that other area, and as a result, it's going to be fine. So not only could you be toilet leheter, but even in such a case, you could assume that the place that you're purchasing it from, even if it's a place that's awful, maybe it was imported from the place that's bucker, and it's going to be okay. Rebbe says the Mishnah, Hita likach yarek b'maitzoy shviyas miyad. Rebbe used to allow people to buy yarekos maitzoy shviyas immediately. The Rav says, tup shot them why? Meaning the Mishnah said that you have to wait a certain amount of time for sure. Mishayasika yoitzabai. But Rebbe allowed it immediately, and the first pshat, the Rav says, is because in Rebbe's times, they used to import vegetables from Chutz Laretz, so that even though it's true there wasn't enough time really to plant the peiros b'maitzoy shviyos, but chances are it didn't come from Eretz Yisrael. Anyways, the roiv, the majority of the peiros and the yerokos were from Chutz Laretz, and therefore Rebbe is saying you don't have to worry about this halacha. This is something that's going to be mutter immediately. Mishnah Hey. Ein moitzien shemen sreifa u'peiros shviyos me'ha'aretz l'chutz laretz. A person is not allowed to take shemen sreifa, one, Upeiro Shviyas too, from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz. So first, what's Shemen Sreifa and what's Peiro Shviyas? At this point, I hope we know what Peiro Shviyas is. Shemen Sreifa is Shemen that's Truma that became Tameh. The halacha is that if Shemen Shel Truma becomes Tameh, you have to burn it. There's Grada Chiddush that you can benefit from it while you burn it, but the halacha is that you have to burn it. Because you have to burn it, it's considered and known in the vernacular as Shemen Sreifa, it's Shemed that's Oymed Lisarif. Zok the Mishnah Chiddush. Ein Moitzin. A Yid is never ever allowed to take out Shemen Sreifa and Peiros Shviyos from Eretz Yisrael L'Chutz Laretz. And the reason is because Shemen Sreifa has a din that it needs to be burnt. The Rabbanon said that the Sreifa has to happen in Eretz Yisrael. The reason Rabbanan said that is because you find that kachim that's possible also needs to be burnt, and there midai raisa the sreifa has to be done dafk in Yerushalayim. So just like the kachim that requires sreifa had to be done in a certain makom, so Chazal said that truma that became tameh that's oimid l'sreifa also the sreifa should have it happen in a certain makom. What's that makom? It should be in Eretz Yisrael. It's for that reason chum made a harchaka, and they said ein moitzin shemen sreifa the chutz laretz. You can never take it into chutz laretz. If you take it to chutz laretz, you might burn it in chutz laretz, and we want you burning it in Eretz Yisrael. That's why you're not take it out. What about Peiros Shviyos? Peiros Shviyos don't have a din of Sreifa. So what would be the halacha of Peiros Shviyos? Because Peiros Shviyos sometimes have a halacha of Biur. Now, what exactly Biur is, we've seen a little bit. We'll see more about it. You have to be mafkarit, machloikis, if the balabayas could benefit from it after the zmanabir, he can't benefit after the zmanabir. But you certainly have to be mafkarit, and there's a din of how you're noyeg with perishvias once the zmanabir passes. That beer, whatever it is, it also needs to be done in Eretz Yisrael. So again, as a harchak, to make sure that a person is not going to do the beer in Chutz Laretz, so the Chachamim said, "Ein Maitzin Peiro Shvius Me'aretz L'Chutz Laretz." So Ein Maitzin Shemen Tzrei from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz, and Ein Maitzin Peiro Shvius from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz. Amr Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon said, "Shamati Beferish, I heard Beferish. Shemaitzin L'Suriyev Ein Maitzin L'Chutz Laretz." And as Rav Shimon said, I agree with the premise that Ein Maitzin Peiro Shvius and Ein Maitzin Shemen Tzrei from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz. 100%. However, one knetch. I'm pretty sure that the Tanakhama, the Mishnah, when he said you can't take it Chutz Laretz, he included Surya in that. I disagree with Surya. I hold if you want to be Moitzi at the Surya, that's something that you're allowed to do. So what's Surya? So we just had Surya the other day. The Mishnah, in our parak, Mishnah Beis, said that Surya was a place that was a shtickle, it was quasi Eretz Yisrael. Surya was technically part of Eretz Yisrael, it was conquered by David HaMelech, but it was a kivush yachid, Asher loish me kivush, and as a result, midai raisa wasn't it didn't have a din of Eretz Yisrael. Midrabanan it had certain din of Eretz Yisrael. Perek Vav Mishnah Beis talked about Surya in the context of how you conduct the laws of shvius when you're in Surya. What was the short answer? The raisas you keep, the rabbanans you don't have to keep. But Surya was a place that Midraisa wasn't Eretz Yisrael. Midrabanan, however, had to be part of, in certain respects, had to be treated like Eretz Yisrael. Rav Shimon Tainid, Tanakama, I'm pretty sure if you hold that you're not allowed to take Shemin Tzreif and Perish Shviz from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz, you probably consider Surya as Chutz Laretz, because the Chumra you always treat it as Chutz Laretz, you treat it like Eretz Yisrael the Chumra as well, but for sure you're going to treat it like Chutz Laretz. So on that, Rav Shimon said, I heard that even though it's true you're not allowed to take Perish Shviz and Shemin Tzreif to Chutz Laretz, but if you want to take it to Surya, you can. And the question is why? What's Pshana Rav Shimon? Is the Machlok is Rishonim? Pashup Shana Reb Shimon is because Reb Shimon held that being that this whole is an Issad Rabban, don't bring it to Chutz Laretz. Surya alzeh loy nemar that it's considered Chutz Laretz. You can hear why this Issad Rabban wouldn't necessarily apply to Surya. But there's another pshat that the Rash Mishan says in his Pirush and Torah's Kohenim, Achash v'mar Makdim, and that is the reason Reb Shimon holds he can bring it to Surya is because Reb Shimon disagrees with the whole premise of Mishnah Beis. He disagrees with the whole premise that Kivush Yachid loy shmei Kivush. He held Kivush Yachid shmei Kivush. And if David HaMelech conquered it, even though he did it maybe for his own reasons, and even if he did it maybe before he conquered the rest of the land, but at the same time it had a din of Eretz Yisrael, if it had a din of Eretz Yisrael, so it's Pashi, not even being Moitzi it. Ein Moitzi in Shem Mitzrayv Perish Shvius Maritz Chutz Laretz Avada. But if you bring it to Surya, you're not taking it out of Eretz Yisrael, because Surya actually is part of Eretz Yisrael. In other words, this Reb Shimon is not only a comment on the Tanakama Mishnah Hey, it's also a comment on Mishnah Beis, and really it's a comment on so many different sugis and shas, because Reb Shimon, in our Mishnah, according to the Rash Mishans, in his Pirush, there is Kayanim, is of the opinion that Surya has a bit of Eretz Yisrael, Midai Raisa.